Welcome to the Dreamwalkers podcast. Join us on a journey beyond the boundaries of reality, where dreams come alive and adventures unfold. In this series, we follow the extraordinary escapades of a young boy named Jin as he explores the captivating world of dreams. Fasten your seatbelts, or should we say, your sleep masks, as we embark on whimsical tales, mysterious realms, and the boundless imagination of the Dreamwalkers. There is a coast that leads into the dense forest. Trees, iridescent in various colours, grow so tall that their tops are not visible. Dense bushes surround the area.
Oh!
Gloria wakes up. Her feathers and down are fluffed up and she looks like a shaggy, displeased ball. She is confused and angry.
What?
Gloria notices Jean, who comes to his senses nearby but doesn't see his face. She takes two decisive steps, but stumbles when Desp falls down next to her.
What was that? A nightmare? What?
Desp also tries to understand what happened.
Who and how did you...
He sees her and laughs.
Such a cute bird, like a fledgling.
Stop it! I'm in fury! I should be in dreams! Not here! Not with you!
Trust me, I don't want to spend my time with you. Whoever you are. A half-Siren?
I am the Siren!
Whatever. All I care about is why I am here, and not doing my job. And I think that we should ask for the reason why that was.
He points at Jin. Jin tries to get up. He is weak.
What? Where am I?
He turns around and there is a shock for everybody.
It's a human!
Who are you? And where am I? Are you dead?
Not a very polite beginning of the conversation, don't you think?
I don't understand what's going on.
Me neither, but I'm sure that she will help us.
They look at Gloria, but she freezes.
Is he dangerous?
Thank you, half-Siren.
Who are you?
Are you blind? I am a nightmare, and she is... I don't know, really.
He is a shadow.
A shadow, like a demon?
Hey, no one calls me that.
He takes the form of nightmares, and I am the Siren. Sirens help people to have good dreams.
But it looks like a nightmare, actually.
And who are you?
I am Jin. I'm a boy. I'm looking for the place where the dead live.
Are you a dead?
No, wait.
He checks himself.
I am totally alive.
So why do you need to go there?
Well, you see, I need to find my grandfather. He's alive too, but he's lost.
How sweet. Well, good luck to you both.
Desp goes into the forest.
Wait for me.
Jin follows him. Gloria remembers about the Auxil. She checks it secretly. It's still there. She looks around. No other options. She accompanies them. Desp continues along the trail. He's determined to find a way through and annoyed by Jin, who is following him. Gloria lags unhappily behind.
Are you guys magic?
To you? Yes.
So you can change your appearance and be whatever you want?
Yes.
Cool. My name is Jean, by the way. What's your name?
Let's be quiet, okay? Desp. My name is Desp.
Jin turns to Gloria and waits.
Gloria, are you happy now?
My grandpa told me that I shouldn't be afraid to ask for help if I get lost. I'm so lucky I found you.
Lucky? Let me remind you that we're all here because of you. That wasn't luck. At least not for me.
I need to find...
Okay. It seems that we're stuck here. We were here. I'll check which way to go.
Desp creeps up the tree trunk like a shadow, but it throws him down. He tries again.
You wanna fight?
The same thing happens.
Hey, half-Siren.
She is not half-Siren. Her name is Gloria.
Gloria didn't expect that from Jin, but she feels very pleased to hear that.
Ah, whatever. Can you fly above to see where we are?
I I'm not in the mood to fly, you know?
Who cares? We're stuck here.
I cannot fly, and can't transform.
She turns around to hide her sad face. Desp rolls eyes.
Hey, my grandpa always says, if you don't look like the others, it's your advantage. You've got what they don't, you know?
Thank you, Jin. Hey, you can transform too.
I can't do it here. My powers in this forest not so strong, but maybe I can.
He realizes something. His face changes under a sly smile. He moves toward Jin.
What? What can you do?
Maybe I can see your fears. Maybe you're afraid of birds?
No, I don't.
Butterflies? Dragons?
No!
If your fear can fly, I can transform and see where are we now.
Jin reels backwards, afraid.
No, don't do that.
Desp, stop it. He feels scared.
I just need to get out of here. I won't scare you.
Jin falls and closes his eyes. Desp reads his fears but does not transform. The smile disappears.
What? What was there?
Where did you say you were going, kid?
I'm looking for my grandpa. He tried to find my grandma in the dead world, and he's lost.
That can't be good. He is an intruder, and there is only one place where all intruders are found.
Do you know where it is?
Well, I've seen a map, but first we need to understand where are we.
Cool. So you can show me?
Hold on, boy. I can't. I have my own business to do, and plus, I'll be a criminal too, and I don't need that. But I will tell you where it is.
Hey, our path is moving.
Desp points in the side, and it's true. The path under their feet has moved away. They follow it, but the path runs further.
Hey, stop!
Suddenly, a voice echoes through the forest.
No. Who said that? Hello?
The light fades in the forest. Only the sounds of moving foliage are heard.
Show yourself.
No.
They are confused.
I need to find my grandpa. Do you know where is he?
No.
Suddenly, they see two yellow eyes in the dark.
Wait, I think I understand where are we. It's the magic forest. The ancient spirit of the forest itself guides travelers on the path that they deem necessary. Is it you, Cabalus?
Yes.
Could you show us our way?
A strong wind rises. It surrounds them and finally calms down. They see the road ahead. Desp, Glory and Jin follow it until they see an entrance to a dark cave.
He could give us an easy way, but chose this instead.
What's that?
Something that we should avoid.
They come in. In the rotunda, Keela looks at the emptiness from the oxhill. A big siren with a stern look comes in. It's Bell.
Gloria is gone.
Did you check the human's world?
Yes, she wasn't there.
I see.
But there was an accident with Charon.
What kind?
There was a boy who fell into the flow. And Charon said that he saw another old man not long before that.
Check it. Find Gloria, but Bell. Do not harm her. Remember? She's one of us.
But she...
No, Bell. She's one of us. Now go.
An ancient and dark cave with frightening curves and stalagmites. Silence. Only the falling drops echo through the darkness. Gloria, Jin, and Desp sneak along narrow aisles.
What's this place?
It's the Cave of Demons.
I'm sure that there must be other ways less demonic.
We need to go faster.
Wait, shh!
I need to save my grandpa. I don't have time.
Boy, slow down!
What difference does it make to you? You won't go with me. I'll go alone, and you can stay here as long as you wish.
Less problems without him.
Are you sure?
I am a nightmare. I'll figure out how to solve the problem.
You're impossible!
The walls start shrinking. The vault begins to crumble, and a terrible noise rises from the depths of the cave. Gloria hides behind a rock. Desp mimics Jin's shadow and becomes invisible. A huge fire demon appears from the depths. Everyone is terrified except Jin.
Who is here?
I'm Jin.
A boy? What do you need here?
I need to go through your cave and find the prison in which my grandfather is kept.
cave. That's funny. What can you give me?
I have a coin. Do you want it?
I don't need your coin. What else?
But I don't have anything else. I just need to go.
I can't just let you go. I need a payment.
That's all I have.
Here's a deal. I'll show you the way to go out, and I will decide what I take.
Jin didn't notice this catch, but Gloria and Desp understand that this is a bad idea.
No, no, no.
Deal.
And Demon laughs devilishly and changes abruptly, becoming kind and not so scary at all.
Follow me, my dear friend.
Jin goes into the depths of the cave. Desp turns to himself and wants to go further on the old path.
Fool. Okay, I'm out.
Maybe we should help him?
Don't make me laugh, he's just a lost boy. He will have a lot of trouble in this world, but should we help him all the time? No, I don't think so. I wasn't hired to be a babysitter.
But he could die.
I don't care, that's not my business. He is nobody to me, okay? Just a boy who ruined my plans for a normal life.
Do as you wish.
She follows Jin. Desp stands there for a second.
What's wrong with me?
Finally, he runs after her. Demon and Jin sit at a long, empty table.
So, boy, do you want to know the way out?
Yeah. Can you hurry up, please? I don't have time.
I see. Look.
Demon sneaks up to Jin and points to a small hole on the ceiling.
Here it is. Your way.
So cool. Thanks. Could you help me to get up there?
Now it's my turn to get what I want.
Fine. What do you want? I have a lot of bread at home and croissants.
What's that?
You don't know. It's an absolutely fantastic baked thing. My mom makes it with my dad. They don't get along very well, but I'm used to it. And you know what? Mom's croissants are famous all over London.
I'll think about it. But now I want your soul.
What? Why do you need me?
I'm bored and you'll be my toy.
I can't be your toy. I'm a boy. I need to go.
Demon catches the boy by his legs and lifts him upside down.
But you promised. The deal is the deal.
No!
Suddenly they hear a noise. Demon turns his head.
Who's there?
Another sound, this time from a different spot. Demon releases Jin, and the boy falls. The cave's owner looks around for the noise's source. Seeing a sinister shadow on one wall, Demon follows it and then moves to another wall as a new shadow appears. At the same time, Gloria sneaks up to Jin.
Gloria?
Shh.
Together, they start ascending the wall toward the opening. At last, Demon spots Desp and discerns that it's just a nightmare.
What? You're trying to fool me?
He observes Jin already inside the exit, yet Gloria slips and dangles by one wing. Unexpectedly, the orc seal plummets.
No!
Desp snatches it in the nick of time. Demon's eyes ignite with a devilish flame upon glimpsing the orc seal.
The orc seal.
He dashes towards them, but Desp swiftly scuttles along the stone wall, nudges Gloria.
I got you!
Whoa!
Deftly dodging Demon's grasp. They seal the hole with a massive stone.
Damn you! I need to think.
Demon frenetically paces around the cave, consumed by his thoughts.
I know.
This was the second episode of the Dreamwalkers podcast. Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you've enjoyed this show, please take a moment to rate the podcast, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends. Sweet dreams.